We have just got into 7 days of northeasterly winds. Guys, you know what that means. There are flat fish coming. There's a lot of fish coming. And no matter whether you're fishing on the north or the south, you will get those rods bending. And it's the perfect time. It is in time for the school holidays. So if you want to take the kids down to go and check out some shark action, if you want to get some shark action for yourself, well, there is no better time than right now. Now, that's on the rock and surf side. If you're targeting some species on the offshore end, well, guys, the snook are here in full abundance. There's a good amount of tuna and there's an influx of bonito. However, we gotta make sure we watch out for that tax man. And on your freshwater side, well, it's bass that's been the talk of the Midlands. And no matter which dam you're fishing, whether it's Albert's, Mudmer, Hazelmere, or even Inanda, bass fishing, especially off the banks, is on fire at the moment. Now, we're going to tell you all about that. We're going to tell you why that fishing is so good, and we are going to tell you which areas are getting all the fish. In fact, of all our reports, just one area didn't have a great report during the course of this week. However, as this northeasterly comes through, as we get into it 3 days from now, you will find rods bending in that location as well. So where are all these fish? What are we talking about? What species are we talking about? We are going to get into all of it. And we will, as we always do, in great detail. But before that, just a bit of housekeeping, because there has to be a huge thank you to the Kingfisher for bringing us the show. Guys, none of these reports could be possible without the Kingfisher. So as always, support those that support you. And these are those stores you can go out and support them from.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, during these holidays, you are going to go out fishing. Over those northeasterly winds, you're going to go out fishing. If you are targeting any facet, whether it's rock and surf, offshore, or freshwater, you are going to go to the Kingfisher, because they really do have every facet to cater for whatever you need. Now, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam. And Adam is talking about that non-ed fest that is still going on. He is talking about the groundhog feeling of northeasterly winds, and it doesn't get any better because it is going to come through for the next week. Guys, a lot of northeasterlies, which means a lot of flat fish. But amongst that, there's a few other species that's been on the bite. He's going to tell us all about it, and he's even going to tell us about the orca activity that we are witnessing right now. Guys, here's Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. As always, guys, so we've had some really epic fishing down in the South Coast. Non-eds have definitely shown themselves up. I mean, during this postal sort of round we've had now recently, millions of hounds, literally like 20 plus hound sharks, all of them female, a spinner shark, which you only generally sort of see during sard season, and a barbel. So yeah, and a couple of sort of diamonds in between. So definitely non-ed fishing has been happening on the South Coast. We've had some tuna from Rochelle and them from South Coast Fishing Adventures off of the charter boat Sosumi recently. Really nice size fish here, so well done, guys. We've had also some really good sort of rock fishing, edible fishing happening, which, you know, we don't really talk about much lately. It's just, it's, what is that? You know, we had a couple of days, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had a bit of a shad run for about an hour or so. Bang, 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 couple of shad, and they just disappeared. And we had a couple of bronzies and a few rock cod still around, so that's really nice to see. But looking towards the future, though, Vinesh, yeah, she's not looking good. Because unfortunately, it just looks like days and days of northeast again. Are you serious? Again. The whole week is going to be northeast winds. Have we swapped positions with Cape Town, maybe? I don't know. Maybe we're now living in the Cape and the Cape's living in KZN. I don't know, Vinesh, but that is exactly what it seems like. So we've had these in the past. We're now having it again. Northeast winds for majority of the week. There's a bit of a slight break in between where it does change to a bit of a west here and there, but it's for only but a brief moment, Vinesh. So I don't know what it's going to do. We've also got the holidays coming up with a public holiday on the 21st. We've got the schools breaking up. And it's just going to be northeast winds. So I don't know how great that is, because we know with the northeast, it literally just brings up sand, it brings up the swell, and it doesn't really make fishing too great, especially if it's pumping really hard, which it's going to be. We're looking at 20K per hour plus on the wind side. So forget about that. We're also looking at, literally, like I said, a northeast for most of this week. So non-edge should go wild if the wind doesn't get too crazy. But again, I'm not too sure, because the swell is going to be picking up for 2.5 meters plus, you know, with the very close wave gap. So again, expect brown water, big waves and strong winds for this up and coming weekend. But let's just hope that things do change, because again, guys, this is only just a prediction. It's what the apps are predicting for the future. So I'm just hoping it calms down, because the holiday makers are going to be here. I'm hoping the shad are going to get back on the bite. The edible fishing is going to be around, and everyone's going to have an awesome time. But for now, if guys are heading down to the coast, if this northeaster does slow down a bit, I'm definitely saying bring some non-ed baits, because I guarantee you guys are going to get that pull. The hounds are all over the show at the moment. We've got quite a few diamonds around. There's a bit of lesser still around. I see up in Totsi they're getting some sandy. So there's definitely non-ed fish pretty much the whole coastline, and even further south, as Ray was talking prior. They're getting some big shad down that side. So guys, it might be an option. Head to the Transguy and target those bigger shad. Again, though, if this northeaster just calms down a bit. So let's cross fingers, toes, eyes, whatever we can, to hope that it does just sort of slacken off a bit. We don't get too much rain and nothing crazy happens. I mean, even just to mention about the weather being so different, we're getting orcas in the south coast. PSJ, they've seen orcas down there. They've seen orcas in Belito. I mean, that's Antarctic fish. That's stuff that eats seals in frozen waters that is now here in KZN, which we normally predominantly have warm water. I mean, what is actually going on with the weather? It's been absolutely crazy. We've had some guys up in the north coast, Richards Bay, that sort of area. Apparently, that's been catching some Spanish mackerel, which is fish we don't actually see on the south coast or on KZN coast or northern coast. We just don't see it, Vinesh. It's just been absolutely what? I mean, the weather's just gone bonkers. I mean, there's definitely a shift in the patterns, I must say. So we're going to have to sort of get used to these things, you know, moving forward, because I don't think this is ever going to go back to being normal again. It's going to be normal just to see orcas swimming around, you know, Shaney Beach one day. So, yeah, it's just been crazy. But otherwise, Vinesh, if anyone's heading down to the coastline this week, anybody's coming down for the school holidays, bring your heavy tackle with. I guarantee you're going to get a pull from a non-ed. Head to your local tackle stores, get some fresh bait, and you're going to get the pull. In terms of non-ed fishing, though, look, it might be a hit and a miss. It seems that Ramsgate and South Bream still getting the odd edible fish, a bit of crayfish, a bit of bream. So that might be an idea to also target. So bring a lighter setup too, because you never know what's going to bite. And that is the joy of fishing. But otherwise, guys, tight lines, stay safe, and let's see those catches. Take care, Vinesh.
Thank you, Adam. Another great way to end that report of yours, my friend. Carry a bit of light and heavy. Guys, I was fishing down the south coast this weekend. I was with my family, so I only carried a bit of light stuff. And it did not work for me. That sidewash was just bringing my bait right back to me. And the only place I could fish was the river. So fortunately, I did carry some ultralight drop shot tackle, which managed to get me some excitement. However, my buddies that were fishing down at Trafalgar did get onto the fish. And, you know, a fair amount of flatties as well as those hound sharks. So exactly like what Adam was saying, these winds are quite erratic. One day northeast, next day southwest. So you know what, carry a mixed bag of tackle, carry something heavy, carry something light, and you will get onto some fish, because the fish will be out at South Coast this week, especially from this weekend, I can guarantee that. Now let's move on down to Scottsboro, Rocky Bay, Pennington, and Park Rennie. Well, there has been some non-ed action, some black fins, some greys that's been on the bite, but apart from that, just those scratching species. And as for Warner Beach, Manzantoti, and that entire Ilovo stretch, well, apart from that ski boat activity that happened this past weekend, nothing much else has happened. But Gary is going to tell us all about that, and I will tell you a bit more about the offshore side that happened with the Warner Beach Ski Boat Club.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingsborough Stretch. Yeah, I really don't have much to report at all, chaps. Sea went a funny yellow color, and I didn't even go and spin for a couple of days. Very funny, sort of old yellow there at Winkle around the rocks. I just heard of a couple of very small fish coming out. I did get one, two shad, no, one shad and a little kingy, the one down spoon, but it was horrible. I'll go tomorrow and try, maybe go down towards Caradine and try. But there's no sign of any of that bait now, anything like that, you know, to bring those, hopefully a snook or two or something in. I just don't see. I was looking now, I've just come back from the top here, the hill looking. Not a sign of anything, although the water is a bit slightly better color here. I think that'll blow a bit light west tomorrow. Just have to wait. It's a waiting game along here now, boy. Gee, I tell you what. But yeah, so I did see quite a bit of activity in the river. It looked like perch. So it's a case of sitting tight, really, and or traveling to the fish. Tight lines to you all. Till next week, then.
Thank you, Gary. Another good, honest report, my friend. That's what I like about you, and that's what you can expect from the show, guys. Good honesty. If there's no fish, there's no fish. Unfortunately, it is what it is. However, with this northeasterly coming through from this weekend, we should get some bending rods in Gary's area this weekend. And yeah, we'll have a lot more to report on next week. Now, going back to Warner Beach and all the activity that happened over this weekend, the Warner Beach Ski Boat Club hosted the SA Ski Boat Interclub National event, and it was really, really exciting to be there, guys. A huge crowd, lots of activities, but more than anything else, it did produce the fish. Now, on Saturday, it was a rather trying weather conditions, but on Sunday, the guys were certainly rewarded, and the species that were coming out were a lot of Captain Fine, there were a lot of Rockard, and a ton of Bonito. Guys, we have not seen an influx of bonito like this. And in between that, of course, there were a good amount of tuna as well as a few other mixed bag of species. So there were a lot of fish that came out, a lot of excitement, a lot of activity. There was also our local angler, Jace Govender, doing his Superman stunt in the water. If you want to check that out, it's on all the socials. The guy's a true legend. A guy's motor cut off just in front of that shore break, and there goes Jace diving in to grab a rope, straighten out the boat until the tractor could pull it in. So yeah, big up to you, Jace. Love watching your action in the water. So guys, that is Warner Beach and that Ilovo stretch. Now moving on down to Durban, where it has been a bit active. It hasn't been the wildest of weeks, but there has been some fish, and Mike V is going to tell us all about it. And we also have a really exciting bit from Brad Krubler, who's going to be talking about the offshore side. And yes, we have got Dorado back, but Brad is going to tell us all about that directly after Mike.
How's it, guys? Yeah, up to the run of the southwesterly that came through on Saturday, and even in that southwesterly, the guys got some cracker fish. Honeycombs, diamonds, sandies, a couple greys. There was some grey sharks. There was a couple black fins. The guys got some big milkies, and that is from Durban up north and from Durban down south. Mixed in between all that was a couple bonefish, some stumpies, couple grunters, a cob. They're still around. The guys are still catching them. I saw a picture of one that the guy told me was 17 kilos, and that was at Glen Ashley. So, yeah, the beaches have had some lovely fish on them as soon as the sea's gone flat. Paddle skiers and ski boat side. Those oaks have been doing some nice fishing with some snook and kuta and things like that. So those have still been around quite a bit. The guys are still getting their bottoms sorted out, their rock rods, slingers, all that. So yeah, the ski boaters and paddle skiers are having an absolute blast when they can go out. Oaks in the bay catching their grunters, kingies, springer, snapper salmon, all that sort of thing has been active in the bay. The kingies have been more in small live baits, like live glossies or tiny pinkies, but they haven't getting them artificial. So yeah, guys, the fish have been around. You just need to put in the time. And I noticed on the beaches, as long as the sea is flat, the fish are trying. Good luck, tight lines.
Well, good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charter. Well, guys, as we all know, we've had this terrible cyclonic weather happening off Durban over the last couple of days, which really put the fishing into not the greatest, but on the odd small windows when we did manage to get out. There were some fish around, remarkably. So there were a couple of Dorada that came in over the weekend. Bottom fishing, the same, your red slingers, soldiers, some rock hard. A couple of yellowtail in amongst them. Didn't really get out at night time for the beck, so nothing much happening on top. I know from that side. From the snook and the cooter side, the snook of the sea was just too up to get close in for us. So once again, I didn't go inside that side. There were a couple of cooter and stuff that were caught from Shloti and one or two off the fence side. But if you guys want bonnies are prolific everywhere. So guys, yeah, hopefully this week the weather improves and we get better fishing conditions. Yeah, but tight lines, good luck and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So there has been some activity out of Durban. There has been some cooter. There's been snook. There's been Dorado on your offshore side. And as for that rock and surf, like Mike V was saying, that flatties were around. And now it is predicted that as of this weekend, because of that northeasterly that came through last night, and yes, the water is going to get cold. It's going to get dirty. But that's exactly what we want for that flatfish to come about. So the basin is going to be the place to be. And it's exactly like what Mike was saying, wherever you're going to find that flat water, you are going to get those rods bending. So yeah, that is our report for Durban. Now moving up the North Coast, we have got Jesse back with a fantastic report of what's been going on in this area. Guys, it is a true honest report, but he describes it in such great detail and explains exactly why things are happening the way they are right now. So guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Salt Rock and Bolito.
Morning guys, I hope everybody's doing alright. As far as fishing goes this week, we've had a bit of an interesting run offshore mostly. The rock and surf has been fair at best. We had a lot of guys fishing comp, and I won't get too much into the details, but I heard a lot of the guys struggled. There wasn't too much to report back on as far as the comps go. I think location specific, some spots really, really struggled, and then other spots may have done quite a bit better. And this time of the year, it's supposed to be quite consistent, but the one thing that I've noticed, we've had some really strange wind. The other day, I woke up getting ready for work, and I looked outside and saw the trees were bending over. Wind was absolutely gusting, and I thought to myself, you know, let's see what happens throughout the day. And the wind kept on blowing. It was gusting, and then it settled a bit, gusting, settling a bit. And I thought to myself, it was very much like our windy season weather, you know, these strong winds. And it happened a couple of days in a row, which is much like our kind of late August weather that we normally experience here in KZN with the changing seasons. And it was quite odd. And if it was enough for me to notice, then it would definitely been enough to offset the fishing slightly, which was the case, because slightly thereafter the guys did struggle to catch fish. And it's mainly from the surf. During that phase, I didn't really hear too much from the boats. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not sure. But sometime during last week, the guys on the ski boats did manage, and the jet skis mainly, to be honest, especially on the North Coast, yeah, started to hook into a lot more tuna, which is something that we've obviously been lacking for the last, I'll go as far as saying over a year now. We've had a terrible run off the tuna. One or two bigger fish coming out, but nothing much to write home about. One of my friends got a 17 kilo tuna last week on the jet ski, and there were about five of them that launched on that day, and every single one of them got tuna. So there definitely seems to be, you know, what seems to be the onset of a tuna season of sorts, which is weird. It's not the right time of the year for them. You normally at this stage of the year get those bigger tuna moving through, and not a lot of the smaller tuna. But it something is better than nothing, you know. If we're getting a couple of the smaller tuna at this stage of the year, it's already a lot better than what we've had in the last year. It had been an absolute shocker of a tuna season. And the tuna have been widespread. I mean, I'm talking the North Coast. I've heard of tuna down in Durban, and I've heard of tuna kind of Richards Bay down to kind of Tinley Manor. So everywhere in between has just been fairly good with the tuna. I just don't think there's a lot of people fishing for them. I think a lot of people are fishing for Kuta. A lot of people are fishing for snook, because that's really been the flavor of the week for the last, call it, 2 months now. But the one good indication of the tuna are very much like the bonnies as far as the seasons are concerned. Not always, but a lot of the time, if you see a lot of bonnies out there, generally speaking, it means that there are a couple of tuna that have moved through. A lot of people don't know that bonnies make up quite a large chunk of a big yellowfin's diet. It'll surprise a lot of people how big a bait the tuna can consider fodder. And I think, especially at places like Number One in Durban, we've had an absolute ton of bonnies. I mean, all you got to do is go onto YouTube and type in fishing on in the Durban area or whatever the case may be, and you just check, it's just bonnies. Everything is just bonnies, and there's been a lot of fish with the bonnies. A lot of people getting taxed on bigger fish, and they're not getting them out, and they're saying maybe Kuta and all of that, but to be honest, it could very well be big tuna. And that translates directly into what I've been saying about the tuna being here with the bonnies. So I think as long as we got those bonnies here, the tuna will be moving in, because we've had a terrible season with bait. Hardly any mackerel out there, hardly any red out there. If the tuna are through here, you know that they're coming through here for the bonnies, because there isn't really much else for them to be here for. You know, they're not normally, if the tuna are here, you'll catch them on bait. You'll see them around the bait balls. If we fish around a bait mark early morning to catch bait for the day, you know, we always put out a larvae and you end up catching a tuna or two off the mark. But because we've had none of that bait, the tuna will only be here for food. And it's the bonnies, in my opinion. So that's been a rat. Kuta and snook, we've had a bit of a slower run. I did see one or two really nice sized kuta come out, and then one or two nice sized snook, but the numbers are far lower than we have had recently. Bottom fishing is quite good. I've seen a lot of guys still catching amberjack. I've seen a lot of guys catching a wide variety of reds, nice rock cod. One of the ladies in Durban got an absolutely massive catface in the last couple of days. So it seems to be some nice fish out there. When it comes to rock and surf, it's been quiet. We've seen a couple of guys, like I said, in the comps, struggling. And I mean, you know, those are seasoned anglers. If they're struggling, you know that it's been a bit of a quiet week. Some of the better anglers that I know, some regular customers of mine, you know, that I wouldn't consider in the range of blanking, ended up blanking, you know, which is unfortunate. But we've seen a couple of the social guys that are down here on holiday, just the casual anglers, just trying to catch quarantine just to end up having something on the end of their lines. So that's a bit sad, but hopefully we come up a little bit next week with the rock and surf. And then as far as your freshwater is concerned, I've heard a lot of my customers talking about some decent fishing at Albert Falls. We've had some really decent fish from Albert Falls, particularly from the bank. Which, as I mention often, this is the time of the year from now till the next, call it, month and a half to 2 months, where those bigger fish really move into the shallows to fatten up for winter. They come and eat the bait fish, especially if there's flooded vegetation. What will happen is those fish will move into the shallows early morning, late afternoon, through the day. You'll find them close to the shallows, not far from it, because they don't really want to travel during these days. If you can find a slightly deeper bank, preferably with a ledge, you know, I'm talking, if you can imagine a river channel, So if you've got a shoreline of about 10 meters or 15 meters or so, and then quite a steep drop off from that point, you'll find a lot of those bigger fish hovering in that deeper water just off that. They don't want to travel far between meals. They kind of feed up for the morning. They go and settle somewhere during the day, and then afternoon they come back on the bite. And that's the trend that we've seen in the last week as well, the guys catching bigger fish from the banks. Inanda has been fishing quite well. The water seems to have cleaned up quite significantly. I've seen a lot of the guys going out there and just catching some fish on soft plastics. I haven't really heard much about anywhere else besides Hazelmere. And there's been a lot of anglers at Hazelmere recently. There was somebody who posted a couple of their recent sessions at Hazelmere, and it really got the excitement going because the water is quite dirty still, and a lot of people are a little bit, they lack confidence in dirty water, but the fish still have to feed. And I always mention that they adapt to their conditions, and they make a plan to eat. And I think the guys are slowly learning that at Hazelmere, going for a couple of sessions and catching a lot of fish. I haven't heard of anything really big from Hazelmere, but there's been good numbers of fish. And really, that's this time of the year, unless you're traveling to a dam like Albert Falls or Inanda, you're not really expecting those bigger fish. You just really want to have a lot of fun with the guys the small guys in the shallows. And yeah, that's really what it is. Hopefully the big fish comes through. But guys, other than that, that's about it for the week. I hope you guys have a decent week going forward. Let us know what happens. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to have you back, my friend. And thank you for all that intel about that bonito and why we got so much and why the tuna are around with them, and especially the reasoning behind that tax man. As for that information on the bass, great stuff, Jesse. Thank you so much for that. It is absolutely perfect and makes perfect sense as to why we've got the banked fishing on the bass side so good right now. So yeah, great to have you back, and we look forward to you next week. Now, moving up further on the North Coast, guys, it has been non-eds, not crazy up on the North Coast. Like Jesse was saying, those competition guys that were fishing there over this past week did struggle a bit, and we did say go south, so you know what, pay attention to the podcast, we know what we're talking about. On a more serious note, Richards Bay, St. Lucia, there has been a couple non-eds. There's been some sandies, there's been some honeys and diamonds as well, but this week we are guaranteed to have a lot more action up that North Coast. In fact, I think we'll be getting a lot of footage from there because a lot of guys are heading up to that Mtanzini Banks. In fact, so will I. But we will report back from there with what's been going on. As for the offshore side up there, well, it has been cooter all week long. So lots of cooter. Didn't see too much on the Dorado or tuna side, but there has been a lot of bunnies. And as Jesse was saying, with those bunnies, there's certainly some tuna about. Perhaps we just never got the footage or the reports from there. Now, moving on to the freshwater side of KZN. Well, unfortunately, we do not have Jan. He is away. However, he is fishing an area that is dubbed the center of the universe. Here's a snippet of what he sent through with what's going on out there at the moment.
Hey there, guys. Reporting from the Northeastern Cape, Rhodes Village specifically, or more commonly known as the center of the universe for us fly anglers, river fly anglers in particular. So I'm up here to attend the Wild Trout Association festival, and we will be fishing the rivers and some of the lakes around Rhodes because the effects of El Nino and the drought has really started making itself felt here in the Eastern Cape. Rivers are very low in places. Water is crystal clean. But hey, the fish are here and they are hungry, as we've had a bit of research and recce over the last couple of days. So yeah, there are fish. We have pricked quite a few already so far. But first day of the festival today, and about to head on out to the rivers. So tight lines, everybody, and let's go and catch some fish.
Great stuff, Jan. I love it. Let's go and catch some fish, guys. Jan will be back next week, and he'll be giving us the full rundown of what's been going on at this World Trout Association Festival, as well as what's been going on in the Midlands. So look out for that. But as he said, let's go and catch some fish. That is exactly what I'm going to be doing. On Saturday, I'll be down at the basin. On Sunday, I'll be fishing Mudma. And on Monday, the plans are to head up to Intanzini Banks. So, like we said, there are fish all over. I am going to fish all over. I hope you are going to be fishing all over, because that northeasterly is coming through. We are going to have rods bending. I can guarantee you that, right? So carry heavy tackle. We know you're heading down south. Carry some light and heavy tackle. But if you're heading up north, there hasn't been too much going on that edible side. So go heavy, right? Because you will be in for some action. So until next week, that's our KZN report. I hope you've had a fantastic Human Rights Day and you are ready for the weekend. You are ready for the school holidays. We will be back next week with all the reports. So make sure to hit that subscribe button, tune in, and follow us on all our social channels, especially if you want to see the footage that we are talking about off our podcast. So guys, until then, I am Vanessa Green. This is Angler News South Africa. When you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.